make-believe. Makes me feel like, you know, press the button. Right. In the Mishnah it says, HaKitea Yaitze B'Kav Shaloi Dir Meir. That Meir says it's permitted. Okay, the Kitea is the person that's missing his sole. Kitea means the person is missing the lower portion of the foot. He's allowed to wear a Kitea. He's allowed to wear the Kitea, this piece of wood that he inserts his foot into. It's like a shoe almost. He's allowed to wear it on Shabbos, Dir Meir, and Rabbi Yossi Oyser. What is the Machloikis? The Machloikis says, Pashtus, is it called a shoe or not? Is this called a shoe or not? So the Gemara here says, what is the correct Girsa? We want to know now the correct Girsa. What's the Girsa? What's the Shaila? The Shaila Rashi says is the Girsa. Rabbi Meir says it's Mutter, and Rabbi Yossi says that it's also Pumfakert. Maybe it was Rabbi Yossi that says that it is. Rabbi Yossi says that it is mutar, and it is Rabbi Meir that says that it is osur. Lamai nafkamina. The nafkamina is the halachas. Who do we pass in general? Like we generally pass in like Rabbi Yossi. Why? Because Rabbi Meir is ein adam yorid l'seif daitoi. Rabbi Meir was so gross. Ein adam yorid l'seif daitoi. So therefore, if we want to really know who, we want to know the halacha, generally follows Rabbi Yossi. So he asked him, who said what? Was it a mayor that said that it's mut, Rabbi Yossi that said it's osur, pum fakert? So amale Rava, Rav Nachman, hechitanan, amale, so Rava said this, so Rav Nachman was intellectually honest. He was an honest man, he said to him, amale told him, lo yodan, I don't know who said what. So, okay, fine, forget about who said what, what's the bottom one, what's the halach hilchas amai? Amale lo yodana, two for two. I don't know who said what, and I don't know what the halach is. Itmar Omar Shmuel Ein Hakitea. Shmuel Paskin, the halacha is it's forbidden. It's not called the shoe. V'chein Omar Avchuna Ein Hakitea. He's not allowed to go out with the shoe. That's the halacha. Good? Omar Av Yosef Hoyle V'omar Shmuel Ein Kitea. V'omar Avchuna Ein Kitea. Ananami Nisni Ein Hakitea. So therefore, that's also we're going to say. Therefore, we're going to follow our Rebbeim. We're going to follow the Shita of Ein Hakitea. Vaita. V'yabar Afuna. Maskeflor Rova Bar Avshila. Maskeflor Rova Bar Shira. You ever heard that name before? Rova Bar Shira. Now that's with an Aleph. You ever hear such a name before? You know a person whose name is Shira, a man whose name is Shira spelled with an Aleph? Loy Shmiel Luhu Chodemas. Loy Shmiel Luhu. Hodemasni le Rav Chanan bar Rav Lichia bar Rav Kamed Rav Bikituna debe Rav not be Rav. In the Kitim means in the study. He told him this halacha not in the main base medrash. The main base medrash was closed because of Corona. They had a study in the Katina in the little chamber. And what did he say? He said Ein Hakitea Yaitze Bekav Shloi Dira Meir. And Meir says it is forbidden. Rabbi Yosi Matir. Umachvile Rav, and Rav waved his hand. Epoch, turn it around. It's just the opposite. Turn it around and say that Rabbi Yossi is the one that says that it's going to be Osir. And it's Rav Meir that says that it's Mutter. Om Rav Nachman, Ba Om Rav Nachman Yitzchak V'Simonich. The way to remember this is Samach Samach. So what do you mean Samach Samach? That Rabbi Yossi, the sound in his name is a Samach. Rabbi Yossi Samach. And Osir is a Samach. So we're going to match up the two samachs to each other. So therefore, what's the bottom line? Now that we go to the Rabbi Yossi, he says that it's also. So what is that? What do we come away with? What's the bottom line? Samach samach. Look at the Hilik Rashi. Rabbi Yossi oyser shtei teves sheyesh lem samach samach zuezel zu. So therefore, once we're going to say that he's the one that says that it's going to be also. So now, what's the problem? The problem is that this is not like Shmuel. Because Shmuel, what did Shmuel say? Shmuel, one line ago, said, Ein hakite yetzi v'kav shal dirim meir, and Rabbi Yossi is matir. Wait, I'm sorry, that's not Shmuel. Go back to the beginning of the Gemara. Itmar, Omar Shmuel. I made a mistake. Let's go back. Let's do the Gemara very quickly. Very quickly. Okay, very quickly. Go back to Amalei Itmar. Okay, it's three lines after the Gemara. Very quickly. Itmar. Omar Shmuel. I made a mistake. I told you that Shmuel was telling you the halacha. That's not what he's telling you. Shmuel is telling you the correct girsa. Itmar, Omar Shmuel. The correct girsa, Rabbi Meir says, Ein Hakiteya. And Rabbi Yossi says, yes, it's permitted. Rabbi Yossi is matir, this person to wear this. V'chein Omar Avhuna, Ein Hakiteya. That's how the Mishnah begins. Divrei Rabbi Meir. And Rabbi Yossi is matir. Omar Rabbi Yosef, Hoyl Yomar Shmuel Ein Akiteya. That's the correct girsa. And Yomar Rav Huna Ein Akiteya. And Anami Nisni. So therefore, in the Bet Midrash, in the Bet Midrash of Spink, we're going to learn also Ein Akiteya. Frag the Gemara, really? You're telling me that Meir says that it's going to be Osur, and Rabbi Yossi says that it's Mutur. But I'm going to show you now a member where Rabbi Yossi clearly says that it's. He is the one that says that it's Osir. Maskef Rava Bar Shira. Lo Shmilu Hodemasni Lo Rav Chanan Bar Rava Lechia Bar Rav. Kameid Rav. In the presence of Rav, Bikituna, in the little chamber, the Kotan, he had a little study off on the side, like a Rebbe. A Groyser Rebbe, they don't daven in public, they always daven in seclusion, they always in quarantine. You ever go to a Rebbe? I went to the Bi'an Rebbe. The Bi'an Rebbe, he has a little room on the side, he doesn't daven with the Hamaynam. He davens on the side in the special room. The Skver Rebbe has also his own room. They always daven in quarantine. Okay, he opens up the window and he hears. He gives a bang when he finishes Shema. So, Lo Shmilo, Hodemasni, Lo Rav Chonon Bar Rava, Lechia Bar Rav, Kamid Rav Bikitun in the small room, Debei Rav, in the small room of Rav, Ein Hakiteya. Meir says, Ein Hakiteya. Yaitse Bekav Shalo, Diver Meir, Rabbi Yossi Matir. And Rav waved his hand. Azoi, he waved his hand like this. And he said, you're making a big mistake, it's from Bakert. It's Rabbi Yossi, and Meir says that it's Mutur. Yoitse Bekav, and Rabbi Yossi holds that it's Osur. Omar Rav Nachem, Rav Yitzhak, Visimono. The way to remember what Rav said, to reverse it, is put the two Samachs together. Is the Samach of Rabbi Yossi. And the Samach of Osar, Samach. Good. So therefore, the Gemara's maskana is that Rabbi Yossi is Oysers, does not allow a person to go out into the street wearing this Zach, because this is not called a minnel. The Av Shmuel Hodabe, Shmuel that originally said the correct Geras Einakiteya, and Rabbi Yossi holds he can go also at Charav, the Tanan. What do we learn? This Allah Cholza, Besandal Shein Shaloi, Chalitza, a woman who is waiting for Yibum. And she takes off the shoe from the man, the sandal, she'ena shaloi, he doesn't even own a shoe. He can't make the bracha, she'osa li kol tzarki. And she takes off the shoe, that's not belong to him, it was sandal, she'ena. So let's say the sandal, she'ena, it's not a shoe, it's not a minnel, it has to be leather. Let's say she removes from the yavam, the brother-in-law, a plank of wood from his foot, the sandal, she'ena, she'll swallow the left, let's say it's in the wrong foot. Haramaisa, you put the wrong foot, the shoe on the wrong foot. Chalitza kishera, it's a kosher chalitza. We said, man tana, who is the tana that's a kosher chalitza? Amar Shmuel, Rav Meir, he. It's Rav Meir. Why is Rav Meir? Ditnan hakiteya. Yoitze bekav shal div Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yossi oiser. It's a pel de Gemara. But according to this, according to the Lumdus is that if it's called a shoe, Le'inyin Shabbos, it's called a shoe, Le'inyin Chalitza. We're going to cross Sedarim and Shas. In Shas, there's a Seder Noshim, and they say they're Moyet. Peltic is out there. We can go, we can learn one halacha from another halacha. If it's called the shoe for Shabbos, it's called the shoe for Chalitza. And when it comes to Shabbos, it's called wood. Okay, I'm going to have to put you on mute because there's a lot of noise here. A lot of noise. Okay, so if you want to speak up, you just turn off the mute or you press star 6. What happened over here? So therefore, Rabbi Meir, so the halacha is, Mantana Amar Shmuel, that Shmuel is the one that says that it's going to be Kashera, and Meir, he did not say, Yotze Bekav Shlodiv, Meir, Rabbi Yossi Oyser. So what do you see? The Girsa is, Rabbi Meir, we are passing like Rabbi Meir, and Rabbi Meir says, Yoitze Bekav Shaloi. Okay, or you serve after rap. So therefore, you see that Shmuel changed his mind. The Gemara over here seems to say the Gemara over here, I made a mistake in the beginning. I told you that we don't pass like a mayor. I made a mistake. Devadim shamarti lochem tov same biyadi. It was a mistake. Just like everything else is a mistake. It was a mistake. Mimela, you're not allowed to wear. May we pass like our mayor? Our mayor says that it's mutter. If it's mutter for Shabbat, it's mutter for Chalitza. So what? And who's the one who made this statement? Shmuel. But Shmuel was the one who said elsewhere that the correct gear says ein hakita yaitzei bekav shalai. Obviously, Shmuel had a change of heart. He saw the light. Lag ba'omer bar yoichoi mashachta asherecha shemen sosim echavrecha. It's a gilui to see the light. He changed. He had charata. V'yaf Rav Huna hadabe the Thailand Rabbi says sandal shel sayadin not halacha. Rav also charata. A sandal shel sayadin tamei midras. A sayadin is a person who is plastering. He plasters, and they wear special shoes when they do the plastering. Okay, they sell not plastered sid, and when they oisik in plastering, they wear these special shoes. They're made from wood. Because the reason why they have to wear wood shoes, brash, is because sid, lime, it destroys leather. You need something that's immune to the acid of the sid, and therefore sandal shel sayadin is tame midras. It's tame midras. It's wood. It's tame midras. The isha choletas boy could use the chalitza. The yoytzim by the Shabbos, and a woman can wear, and you can go out on Shabbos. Devre Rabbi Akiva, the loy hoyduloy, they did not admit the loy hoyduloy. So what's the right? The Gemara wants that we go like Rabbi Akiva. The right ikrai over here is according to Rabbi Akiva. The Hilner Rabbi saw all the Tanya hoyduloy. They did agree to him. They did agree. Correct that you're not like that the hoydu to Rabbi Akiva. Omar Rav Huna, man hoyduloy, Rabbi Meir. And we paskin like Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says, "Stam Mishnah is Rabbi Meir." We behold the law that we paskin that you can go out. You can go out on Shabbos Kodesh with the sandal made out of wood. Uman loy hoydu loy Rabbi Yosi. So what do you see? So you see over here. You see over here that he. What?
Where's there a stam Mishnah? Where's there a stam Mishnah?
There is no stam Mishnah. I'm just talking stam Azoy. I'm talking about there's a general rule. There is a general rule in Shas that Stam Mishnah is Krab Meir. Whenever wherever it says the Mishnah Loch, so just Stam is we always pass like a Meir. So here a Meir explicitly says that we're in the Paschal. Over here it says who's Moid, that you're allowed to go out on Shabbos with this sandal and you use the Chalitza. It was Rabbi Meir. Oh, but Rav said before, and the one that's making the statement over here is, who's the one who says this? Amar Rav Huna, and the gears on the sun. What's the kasha to Rav? We want to shlug up Rav. The Omar, Rav Huna man. So where does Rav come into the picture over here? Where's Rav? Go back one line over here is Shmuel had charata. The after Rav, I'm sorry, not Shmuel, Rav Huna had charata. Sorry, Rav Huna was also a member. Rav Huna said. Rav Huna was also one of the people above that said that the correct gear is that Rav Meir says that it's osur and Rabbi Yoy said it's mutter. Here we clearly see that Rav Huna had charot because Yom Rav Huna chodabei. The Tanya sounds shall say in the Tanya midrash v'yishol yichlas bo yosim bo Shabbos Rabbi Yevi lo. The Tanya had lo. Am Rav Huna man had lo. Rav Meir man had lo. Rabbi Yoy see. The Gemara says so. There we have a raya. He had charot. The Gemara says no. It's not a raya. Why is it not a raya? Rav Yosef Oymer. Another no. Rav Yosef says no. Oymer man loy hoydu loy Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. It's not a raya. When it says man loy hoydu loy, it wasn't Rabbi Yosef. It was Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Where do we find Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri holds that a sandal, a wooden shoe is not called a shoe? Tell the Brisa. Kavere shel kash, a beehive made of straw. Ushif foyfere shel konim, a tube made from reeds. What is the halacha? Rabbi Kiva mitameh, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri mitaher. What's the lamdis? The lamdis is, we're assuming now that something that is made from wood, a kash and konim are wood, and a sandal made from wood is also wood. And Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says that it's not mekabel tumah. We want to say these two things are totally zeh bezeh. If we look in the Hilchos Rashi, Rashi over here says, "Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri mitaher the lav aruch alatzos mikash alim konim." It's more than that. It's more, the Rashi says, a more a tif of art. Rashi says the reason why it's not metamish al kash al kam is because it's not the derech. It's ein dar goy bekach. So just like it's not the derech to use shefaferes shalkanim to use these things, so too it's not the derech to use wood to make shoes. Memelus nachni metam. Look at the Rashi. The Rashi is the second wide line. Rechem mitara. The lav urche lasis mikash al mikanim. Uminal nami. That's the tushtelt. Lav orche me eats elami or ze loshon rabo isai veli nira sandal shel sayodin shel kashu. No, the whole rye over here is that it's made from straw. Rabbi Yochanan knew matar mechli kash to lav eats ninu. Rabbi Kiva ke eats kashiv lu the kashne it's strong. It's the kashne kash. Okay, then he goes on. I'm fine. So here we go. Let's learn the first loshon over here. We wouldn't have the sandal shel sayodin. We have, therefore, it's Lavuch, therefore, Rabbi Yochanan, he's the one that says it's Mitar. Amamar, we mentioned passing. Sandal Shel Sayodin, Tamei Midras. Oh, Frek the Gemara, Halav Li Lucha Avde. Why? It's not meant for walking. In other words, we're learning over here an unrelated halacha. Sanayadin, that if a woman is wearing a sandal Shel Sayodin, the sandal Shel Sayodin becomes an avatoma, even if the woman or a man who is a Zav, does not make physical contact with it, as long as he rests the weight of his body upon these shoes, they become an avatoma. Frek the Gemara, why? Holav lelucha avde. But it's not meant for walking. Amar Rav Acha barav ula shekin hasayod mitayil boy ad shemagilabes. It's not so. It is used for walking. It's not used for walking when you go to shul on Shabbos, but when you go to the job and you come home from the job, you don't bother taking it on, putting on your regular shoes. It's like you ever see tractors? They're driving down the street. What is a tractor driving down the streets? Because the tractor got to get where it needs to go. So you go and the tractor drives on the road, the same way any other car drives on the road. So therefore, Mamela, it's called enough of a shoe. Okay, that's a sign of Lacha, but what is the main point that we take out of this Gemara? The main point is, even though we have Machlaikis, was Rabbi Yossi that was Matir, or was Rabbi Yochanan Menuda? V'loy hoiduloy. We have a dilemma. Who is the one that said v'loy hoiduloy that you're allowed to wear it on Shabbos? That it's called a shoe. It's either Rabbi Yossi or Rabbi Yochanan Menuri. But that does not take away from the fact that everyone agrees that Rabbi Meir is the one that says yoitzin boy. It is called a shoe. So we have already three different stories, three different memorim that clearly state that the correct gears of the mission should be that yoitzin, akiteya, yoitze kiteya, akiteya is a lad, akiteya, yoitze bikav shaloi, divir. And indeed, that is the gears of our Mishnah. Hakiteya is yoitze bikav shaloi, divir meir. It's Rabbi Yossi Oyser, and the seven to remember is the two samachs. Yossi, samach, Yossi, and the letter samach is Oyser, the two samachs come together. But our mayor is Matir. So we have three members. We have Shmuel that said this, and we have three people that had Charata. They all said this rule, and that's the best, the correct Girsa. And even though in the beginning of the Gemara entertained the possibility that the correct Girsa would be there, a mayor says that it's Osir, and Rabbi Yossi was Matir. And then the result would be that it would be Osir. We don't follow that. At the end of the day, we follow the halacha. We follow Rav Meir. Rav Meir says that if a person is missing the sole of his foot and he inserts his leg into some type of wooden plank, which allows him to walk vertically, that wooden plank has the din of a minol. And the male, a minol you're allowed to wear on Shabbos. And a minol is kosher for chalitza. And a minol is a shoe. It's not a midras. It's a shoe. It's used for walking. It's a shoe. It's used for walking. It's not being Kabbalah Vatoma. And then there's a Bar Plugta. Who is the Bar Plugta? Either it's Rabbi Yossi is the Bar Plugta or Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri. And indeed, Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri says that it is not, it's not called a shoe. And then we learned a side halacha about the sandal Shel Sayodin. The sandal Shel Sayodim is different. It is Tomei Tumas Midros because they do walk in these things occasionally to get to reach their destination. Next, we learned in the Mishnah that if the kiteya, if this wooden shoe, if you chisel out in the wooden shoe a toich, an inside, enough of a cavity that you can insert in the cavity soft things in order to make it comfortable, then tame. Then it's going to be mekabel tumah, because then it's called a utensil. Okay, that's what it said in the Mishnah. Omer abaye tame tumas meis ve'ein tame midras. If this thing, okay, there are two dinim. There is a dilemma. Rabbi Yossi said, in the Mishnah it said Rabbi Yossi oiser. It's not called a shoe. But v'im yesh lo beis kibul kisis in tame, then it's tame. So even though it's not called a shoe, Rabbi Yossi, I'm assuming the following. I'm assuming that according to Rabbi Meir, it's makabel tumah no matter what. Because since Rabbi Meir views this as a shoe, to the degree where you're allowed to wear it on Shabbos, and it's kosher for chalitza, that automatically makes it into a utensil, and it is susceptible to tumah. Rabbi Yossi holds that it's not susceptible to tumah. It's not a shoe. If it's not a shoe and you can't wear it on Shabbos, it's not susceptible to tumah. But even Rabbi Yossi will admit that if you chisel out in this piece of wood a deep cavity to the point where you can insert in the cavity soft things to make it easy and comfortable for the person to wear, even Rabbi Yossi will admit that it now turns into a utensil and it becomes tumah. Now the dilemma is, what kind of tumah? Now that it gets tumah, does it give the tumah of a midras? Or only tumah of a kli tumas meis? If it's tumas meis, then if the person is an av, then the shoe becomes a rishon. If we give it tumas midras, then if the person is an av, then the shoe also becomes an av. So, frech the gemara, the you make a statement. The mishnah base kibul mekisim tamei. I'm gonna buy a tamei tumas meis, but the ain tamei midras. Only meis, not midras. Rava or no? Av tamei midras. Amarava, Rava says, how do I know it's from midras? How do I know it's midras? Tell me the Mishnah. Agola shel katan temein midras. A carriage. Do you know how much a carriage cost? You can buy a carriage, say, for $1,000. Okay, agola shel katan. I remember when I had a carriage, and we had a carriage, probably cost, doesn't it cost, to pay someone to take it away, they wouldn't give you a dollar. Agola shel kot on a wagon of a child, it's tameya midras. It's tame and avatuma nisht arishon latuma. The Amar Abaya, so what's the kasha? Just like a wagon of a child is tame midras, so too the piece of wood, the plank of wood, that you've chiseled out a cavity deep enough to put in the soft things, is also going to be a midras. What's the shteltsu? Rash says, Agola shel katan, litzachek bo, ulitaltaloi olecha, to play with the child, and to be metaltal the child upon it, to be a midrash, choyl sins upamim yishayosh olecha, vaynami zim demismachalei. There's also sometimes see the mismachalei. That is the tsushtelt. The tsushtelt is that if occasionally you sit down upon something, does that make it into a midrash? A agola shel katan is not really used for the child to sit down on or for the adult to sit down on. It is used for the play. But since the mitzvah is that sometimes people sit down on it, that's enough to make it into a midras. So too, the kiteya, these shoes that you use, these shoes that you make for the person who's missing the sole of his foot, since occasionally a person, sits down upon it, mismachale. He leans upon it, the mismachale leprakim, occasionally. He doesn't just use it as a shoe. He actually rests his body on it. I guess that means he sits down upon it. Whatever that means exactly, I don't know. That's enough to make it into a tumas midras. V'yomar von Vaito. Tumei midras. V'abaya omar. So that's the raya of Rava. So Rava says that's a raya that in order to make something into a midras, you only need it to be used occasionally. Abaya, how will he answer this kasha? Hasam samachi lavei, you mamash would lean upon it. Hachala samachi lavei, it's not comparable. When it comes to the agola, mamash, at times you sit down with your full weight upon the agola, but no one ever puts their full weight upon the piece of wood that an amputee wears. Rashi does not make any comment. Vaita Amar Abaye, and now we're going to turn the tables. Abaye is going to bring a raya that this piece of wood that you've chiseled a deep cavity and you put inside the moichin is not going to be tomei tumas midras. The most it will be is tomei tumas meis, but not tumas midras. What's my raya? Meno amini lo tanu nebraisa makel shel zakenim tar beklum. Have a stick. Yeah, you have a cane. A zakein has a cane. It's tar miklum from everything. Oh, but a makel, sometimes the zakein, he leans his full weight upon the makel. He does lean. So what do you learn from that? That occasionally leaning your full weight upon a makel is not enough to make it into a midras. In order for something to be a midras, it has to be darkoy bekach. I always lean the full weight of my body upon this item. And a makel, you don't. A makel is it assists the patient. It's or the person. It's not something which you put your full faith. And you don't put your full weight, body weight on it as normally. So to here, when you're dealing here with these shoes. These shoes are not something that you ordinarily put your full weight upon them. You walk with them. When you walk, you're always balancing yourself. Chai noisi esatzmai. It's nishu zel bazach. Makel shel zakenim tar miklum. The rav amar. What's the raya? What kind of raya you want to bring over there? What's the raya? Hasam litarutsei. There, litarutsei sugya avida. There, by the case of the makel, it's only meant litarutze. This is a very important Gemara. Here we learn the meaning of the word teretz. It means to straighten out. Look at the Hilchos Rashi. Rashi says, lisakein pisioisav v'liskoif kaima, to fix your steps and to allow you to stand straight. The neshiragel of a shaker of roises, because your feet and your thighs are roises, they are shaking. You're not coming to lean your entire body. But when it comes to the shoes, the wooden shoes, it's better, because there your mom is coming to lean your entire weight. So you cannot compare the case of the makel to the case of the wooden shoe. It was kedai to come tonight to the shir, to zoom in to the shir, because we learned here tonight the precise meaning of the word teretz. How many times in your life have you heard the word teretz? Teretz. A teretz. A kashya, a kushya, and a teretz. You have a question and you have an answer. The Gemara word over here is litarutze sugye avida. The word sugye means your way. The sugya also is a very good translation for your the sugya. To me, mitarets the sugya. Get a kasha. You have a Rabbi Kiv Eges kasha. You have a kasha from Rabbi Chaim Soloveitchik. You have a kasha from Rabbi Shaul Lehman. You have a kasha from Rabbi Shaul Rabinowitz. Kasha from Mr. Aaron Cohn. You have a kasha. And you need a teretz. What is the precise meaning of the word teretz? Over here, we came over here tonight on the night of Rashbi, Bar Yochai, Mashachta. What's the word litarutze? You never forget. Samach Vav Amid Beis, Shabbos, Samach Vav Amid Beis. I've said it over 90 times tonight. Shabbos, Samach Vav Amid Beis. It tells you the meaning of the precise meaning of the word teretz. It means lesakein pisi oisav, to perfect your stride. The liskoif kaima, and to be able to raise your head strong. When someone has a kasha on you, you're embarrassed. And you're not able to walk with a stride. In your stride, there's an expression. When you walk, there's a, I don't remember the expression. When you walk, you know, a person walks with vigor. His strides, his steps have a lichtigkeit. I'm sure your wife for sure knows what this expression is. Person walks, you walk with...
Eight, G-A-I-T.
Your gait. No, but there's an expression. There's an expression. You have to go look up in the Book of Expressions sure. what this means.
Okay.
It, okay. Murdik. That's what it means. Litalutse sugya. You're learning a sugya in Shas. And there's a kasha. And you need a teret to end for the sugya. Lisakein pisioisa veliskev kaima. Raise your head tall with pride. And your gait shall have a spring in your step. Maybe that was the word. A spring in your step. That's what it means. Litarutse sugya vida. And in the context of the Gemara, just coming to that's what a makel does, a stick does, a cane does. But shoes is gresa. Shoes is the ganze smichus aguf, the minolim. That's why by a shoe, what do you say? Sha'osali called sarki. A cane is only a teretz. A teretz is nishtu zelbazach. You know the Rambam. Remember, Chaim Siegel used to tell us that the Rambam is a kasha, and the Rambam gives you 10 rayos to a yisoid. 10 rayos. And there's another Rambam where the Rambam doesn't say one word. He just says, yearly, which yisoid is stronger? Is the yisoid of when the Rambam says yearly better, or is the yisoid when the Rambam says a chiddush? And the Rambam then goes on to bring 10 rayos to the chiddush. What would you say? So if you would not be well trained in these matters, you would say when the Rambam gives you 10 rayos, right? 10 rayos. Pum fakert. When the Rambam says yearly, it means the ganze welt. Kol ha-Torah kula is a raya to this yisoid. When you give 10 rayos, on each one of the rayos, you can dinzach. You can be cholek, you can go and can show you why all the 10 rayos are not rayos. But when the Rambam says yearly, that means kol ha-Torah kula supports this yisoid. The Zelbazach, a teretz is a teretz. If you're a lamdin, you'll knock the guy down. You'll go and you'll slug him up. But when you got shoes, when you're wearing shoes, you put your full weight on the shoe. The full weight. The male of the bracha you make on a shoe is sh'osali kol tzarki. Everything. On a makel, you know, it's soymech noiflim. A makel is not the same bracha. You know, we don't say this in Birchas Shachar, but another girsa. There is shittas that say that in the siddur that we're missing some of the brachas. And there's a bracha. Some have a bracha. Baruchat Hashem, Elokim Melech Olam, Soymech Noiflim. Did you ever make such a bracha? You never made such a bracha. Never heard that bracha, right? I can show you the siddurim that have that bracha. Soymech Noiflim. What do you say that bracha on? What do you say the bracha on? You everything that you do, it's Birchas Shachar. You make that bracha when you take the makel. When you take the makel to go out into the street, because in ancient times, everyone had a makel. It was a sign of distinction to go with the makel in the street. So when you put on your shoes, you make the bracha sha'osali kol tzarki. When you take in the hand the makel, you make the bracha soymeich noiflin. What is a greater zach? It's much greater sha'osali kol tzarki. That's our mamash, our gemara here tonight. Right, this leaps off the page of the Daf Samach Hei Amud Beis in Masechta Shabbos. Samach Vav Amud Beis in Masechta Shabbos. Next Gemara, it says here Tmei Midrash Ve'in Yetzimam B'Shabbos Ve'in Nichnasim Vachem La'Azara. Now we go divide in the Mishnah. Divide in the Mishnah. We learn about. No, I'm sorry. We're going over the Zolbazach. These wooden shoes that are used by a kiteya. The Tame Midras and the male, but the Ein Yaitzim. I'm sorry. Right in the Mishnah. Smoichai Shaloi, Tame Midras. Okay, the Smoichai Shaloi. Now, what are the Smoichai Shaloi? So, the Smoichai Shaloi we learned is when a person, instead of putting on a shoe on the tip of the bottom of the leg, instead he puts on like a catcher, baseball, Major League Baseball, MLB, or hockey. NHL, the goalie puts on the zachin on his feet, and he gets down on his knees. Or the catcher sometimes also, the catcher amol, he gets down on his knees. So these zachin they put down. So this poor fellow who's missing the sole of his foot, it's been amputated. So if there are two different types of things, he can either go use the shoe where he stands vertical, and the tip of the leg goes into this wooden shoe and it helps him stand vertical. Or sometimes he rather crawl. And when he crawls, he puts over the entire lower portion of the leg, from the knee down, a certain support. So those supports are not called shoes l'chol hadeyos. L'chol hadeyos. Mimela, if they're not called shoes l'chol hadeyos, they're not allowed to go out with them on Shabbos. Also, and number two, it's a midras because he puts his full weight upon these things. That's what the midrash is. A chazer from Yesse. To make a midras, the ain't yetzim b'Shabbos. And what else? The ain't nichnasim em lazara. Okay, even though they're not called shoes, it's a chiddush. Even though they're not called shoes, they still may not go in these things into the azara. It's not a real shoe, it's a chiddush. It's a stira. Even though it's not a real shoe, you still can be mevazeh the azara. You cannot wear these things. Tami Tana, Kamei Rabbi Yochanan, Nechmasim, he disagrees. Like I just told you, because Manavshach, if they're not called shoes, so you can wear them in the azara. Why not? So he said back, no, I hold the R shoes. And he's showing the Isha Chaletzes boy. I disagree. I hold the R called the shoe. What's the Raya? The litmus, see, this is the Yisrael in life, Rabbi Sai. I'll tell you, good Muslim, good, you're not going to hear this any other share on Zoom. All the Zoom channels, you're not going to hear this. The litmus test to define what is called a shoe is if it can be used for Chalitza. Why Chalitza? Because chalitza represents asher kocho ye'otzeh lo ish asher lo yivneh es beis achiv. Okay, it defines chalitza represents the principle of helping someone else. A person has a brother passed away. He doesn't have a name in this world. You have a duty to go help another yid, to go help another person. And the way to wait to be released from that obligation is chalitza. So the shoe, even though that's a technique to release, but it represents the principle of your obligation to help someone else. Why do you have shoes? You have, my father used to say, the kivshua mandate. The kivshua mandate. What's the kivshua mandate? Peru urvu umilu es haaretz. And conquer the world. How do you conquer the world? You need a good pair of shoes, because if you don't have shoes, you can't go anywhere. You can't walk out of your house. It's like Corona. You're stuck in quarantine if you don't have a good pair of shoes. You need a good pair of shoes. So when you have a good pair of shoes, who are you going out to conquer the world for? Yourself. You're selfish. You're a selfish ingrate that feels that you deserve, everyone should come bow down to you, and the government should give you everything of entitlements. This is what life is all about. The purpose of a chivshua is to help out another person, to be like a Yisrael Lehman. His whole day, he's oisek in doing chesed with other people. So this is what a shoe is about. Memela, that's the litmus test. If you want to know if something is called a shoe, you have to see if it's eligible to be used for the chalitza process. Because the principle of chalitza represents gibum, represents the whole idea of your obligation to someone else. Because a shoe is kivshua, and you don't conquer the world for your own good, you conquer the world for someone else. So therefore, you tell me over here that you're allowed to go wear this in the azara. It's a shoe. How do I know it's a shoe? The litmus test is because you can use it for chalitza. Tani, you tell me nichnasin? You can go to Azara. Tani, I'm commanding you. I'm giving you a warning, a command. This is an executive order. I want you to be goyres from now on. Every time you learn this Mishnah, brainwash yourself to remember the correct gear. Says Tani, I want you to learn. Ein nichnasin b'chem lazara. Next, look tamin tohira, a mask. Now this is not a mask they make in China for 70 cents, and it's not an N95. Maybe much expensive. I don't even know what those are. These very expensive masks. But it means like a masquerade mask, which has the tsura of a non-dimensh. Like, you know, they have all these masks, like Trump, Clinton, they have all these masquerade masks. Tahoira. It's garnished. It's not a kli. It's a nothing of a nothing. And you're now allowed to put on a mask and walk in with a mask to shul on Shabbos. My look Tamin Amar Ravo Chamra the Achba Rabba. What in the world is a Chamra the Achba Rabba? So Rashi says Chamor Hanisa Biksefayim, a donkey that you put on your shoulders. What does that mean? So Rashi goes Vayta Haleitzanim. The Leitzanim Oisin Oisav Vnir Vkimi Shurichev Olav. The Leitzanim, they make a donkey. I don't know these guys. You see these Mishugan, whatever they make believe they're riding on animals. I don't know what that word means. In other words, it looks like a donkey. It looks like a make-believe donkey. I don't even know what it is. Whatever. So some type of mask. You put this on your head to make believe that you're a donkey, and someone rides on your shoulders. I don't really know what exactly. But the point over here is that it's not a utensil. It's not. It has no purpose whatsoever. And a mela. It is a masoy and it is also right. The achba rava. I'm sorry. Period. Okay, a donkey that you carry on your shoulder. Akapa is the shosh. Akapa is kisafim, a koisef, kisafim. Kisfayim, chof and the pei is the shoresh, shoulders. A donkey that you cover your shoulders with, it's carrying your shoulders, and it's done to make merry, to make the children happy. Period. Rav bar Papa Amar kishire. It means it's kishire. What is kishire? It's stilts. Okay, stilts. In order to go in the place where there's mud, you don't want to go get your shoes dirty. So when you come to shoes, if you go and you buy a $300 pair of shoes, and you want to go and it's raining outside, and you don't want the shoes to get full of mud, so what do? You come to shul on stilts. Okay, like a magician, on stilts. So that way you keep your shoes nice and clean. You're not allowed to do that. Because these sticks are zamasui. That's called kishire, stilts. Rava barafuna amar pirame. What is pirame? This is what we learned before, and when we learned the Mishnah, we only learned this. Rashi, when the Mishnah, the previous Omer, he only said the Shadim, it's a mask. It's a mask to look like someone who you're not. Okay, that's in life. That's what life is all about. We're always trying to make believe who we are not. At the end of the show, I'll tell you a Moiridika story with a barrel of wine. This story is worth more than all the tea in China. All the tea in China put together, the story has more value. I'll tell you at the end of the share. Always trying to make believe we are who we are not. The master, the maskana, we have a maskana. Three different mahalchim in the word luk tamin. What is this item? Is it stilts? Is it a donkey put on your shoulder? Or is it a masquerade mask? And the bottom line is, it is aser categorically to wear this on Shabbos Kodesh. Habanim yoitzim b'kesharim. Bonim can go out because kesharim with a knot. Now, what's the knot? This is, some want to say this is the shosh of tefillin. Tefillin is rooted in the zach. It was such a zach. I have no idea what this works, what this means. What does this mean, the kesher? So Rashi, is there Rashi over here? The peltik zach, this the zach of Rashi. The first gemara, we'll see the gemara fine. B'nei malachim bezugin. B'nei malachim about bezugin with bells. Bells. B'nei Melachim go out with bells. And everyone wear a bell. Ella v'chol spoke with a scab. Now, you asked the kasha today by the Lag B'Omer Tish. Shlomo, you know you missed today? We had here a social distancing Lag B'Omer celebration like you never saw. We had such good food. I haven't had a meal like this, I think, already in 3 months, 2 months already. I haven't had a meal like this. Wow, what a meal we had here today. I'm not joking. We had over here a celebration you can't even imagine over here. Aaron Cohen, do not tell this over to my Olam in the morning. Do not tell them, because they cannot deal with this. They cannot deal with the violation of social distancing. You know, there was no violation. Everything was glat kosher. Glat kosher of Yosha. Beis Yosef glat. And over here, they asked the kasha. The kasha they asked is, Kol Adam, everyone is called the Ben Melech. The Klal Yisrael, everyone is called the Ben Melech. Who is the Melech? Who is the Melech? The Ribbono Shel Olam is the Melech, right? We are all children of Bonim Atem LaMakayim. Ebazei, how can you say B'nei Melechim B'loshon Rabin? It should say, Ela V'chol Adam. Really, when it says b'nei melachim, it means every person, because every member of Klal Yisrael is together a ben melech. We spoke about what's common. Now, it's not a kasha, why it's b'loshen rabim, because we are really talking about princes. And every member of Klal Yisrael is a prince. And the reason why it says b'nei melachim, it means a melech boss of Adam. And every single, there are kings boss of Adam, and their children are princes, and princes wear bells. So every yid is like a prince. So it's not a kasha. Why it's beloshen rabim? It's not a kasha. If you want to say a drush, is that in Echnami, when it says a melech doesn't mean the riboinu shel olam. It means your father. Every child has to look at their father like he's a king. Bar Yochai. We don't even mention Shimon. The whole Zemer is the son of Yochai. He did not want to give himself any credit. He attributed his greatness to his father. Every single member of Klal Yisrael has to look to his parents as if they're a king. So Taka means B'nai Malachim, B'lashon Rabim. Every single person has a different father. Feel without to nestle to Madri B'nai Shalayla. Vaita. My Kesharim was Kesharim. Amen Omar Adamari. Amen Abdi Nachman. Baruch, you see his name was Baruch. That's very interesting, because where do you find in Shas a name Baruch? Okay, that's not a very common name. That's not a common name to call someone Baruch. You know someone by the name of Baruch? A lot of people Baruch. But this is something from the Gemara. Amar Rashi, Bar Ovin, Amar Rav Yehuda, Kishurei Poya. What in the world is that? Rashi. Kishurei Poya. Koyashim, B'Kasharim, B'Toylim, B'Tzavar, L'Rafua. Okay, so he says over here, Poya means healing. And this Gemara is a Gilui for the famous Rashi. The famous Rashi, you know this Gemara, this is an unbelievable Gilui, this Rashi. Shifra and Pua. Rashi says, Shemishaperes es Avlad. Pua, she made sounds. What in the world is that all about? What is that all about? She makes sounds. Poo, 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 poo. That's what she was called, Pua? Everyone goes poo, 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 poo. Why do you call a woman Pua? It's not the Pshat. Pua, the Gemara says beferish, it means refua. Not every child was born 100%. Okay? Not every child came out 100%. Full baked. So she had a koyach of refua. She was the surgeon general. She was a roife. She took away the problems. Shifra went weiter. She made them better. She mishaperes es avlad. One of them, Shifra and Pua, one of them specialized in the negative, in fixing the negative, and the other specialized in the positive, in taking what you got and making it even better than what you have. It's Fresh Gemara. I'm not making this up. It's in the Gemara. Amar Murray, it says over here, Kishurei Pua. They tie around your neck some type of thing. I have no idea what it is. And whatever it is, it's called a Pua, because the word Pua means healing. And that's why she was called Pua. She provided healing to the child. Not just she went poo, 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 poo. Rashi. I don't know what the illness is, but it's refua. Abaya, my mother told me, Abaya did not have a mother. Abaya had a stepmother. My mother, but he called her his mother. He called his stepmother my mother to make a point that a magadil yosam serbesai ki ilu yoldoi. Okay, amali aim. Tolasa mike me klasa. I had this revelation. I went to a person, he adopted a whole bunch of kids. No, he adopted them. I came there on Shabbos and looked at the Leichter. The Leichter, I saw so many neiros, I couldn't believe it. He only has four kids. He has four biological kids. And he adopted all these kids. And there must have been like, who knows, 10, 15 neighbors. And then it really hit me. He didn't just adopt them. He adopted them. For real. Ad kedei kach, that when his wife lights Shabbos neighbors, she lights for every one of those kids that they adopted. That was powerful. Okay? It wasn't just time, oh, you stay at my house. This is the real deal. She lights the candles. That's called the mother. If the mother goes so far to raise a child, and she adds another candle Friday night, then you can say about her, Omra Li Aim. They're just a boarder in the house. I just live there in the house. Yeah. They're good to me. They pay my rent. They do my laundry. Then you don't say Amalei Aim. But when you light the candle, that's a different story. Amalei Aim. Talasa Mike May Chamisha. Now what does that mean? Rashi says, Mike May Mamidin Hachoyli Shalo Yigal. It says over here, Tilta. Tilta Mike May Chamsha. Now what does this mean over here exactly? I don't even know what this means over here. Tilsa means tilsa, three knots. Mike May. I'm sorry. Three knots. Mike May. I mean, mamach l'shalot. If you have a certain type of zach, you make a knot. If you tie it three times, it prevents the illness from getting worse. Chamisha. If you tie it five times, masu. It heals the sickness. Shiva. Then I feel like shav molly. It is so good. Even witchcraft, we can knock out the witchcraft. Now the Gemara goes vayit. That's warm shot. Now the Gemara goes vayit. How do you tie these knots? Amar Avacha Bar Yaakov, who the loychazi lay shimsha visihara. This knot that they tie with this item only works if loychazi lay shimsha visihara, that the choyle never saw the sun and the moon, loychazi mitra, and the choyle never saw rain, loshmiyle kol barzala. He never heard the sound of iron banging. The kol tarnigolosa. He never heard a rooster crow. The kol nigre. And he never heard the sound of nigre of a carpenter. The kol of pesios. Now nigre means footsteps. Okay, footsteps. A lot of conditions. Okay, someone has said the word nigre means the steps of a horse, the galloping of a horse. Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak, nafal pusa bebeira. Ebaze, the pusa means the bread fell in the pit. Impossible. There's no way in the world you're going to find a person that can fulfill all these conditions. He did not see the sun, the moon, did not hear anyone make footsteps, did not hear sound of barzel, did not hear the tarnagol, did not hear all these things. Impossible. The Mela, you're telling me over here that you take a certain type of item and you make a knot. 3, 5, 7 is either going to prevent him getting sick, getting worse, heal him, or even fakshaf him. Provided you have all of these bizarre conditions. The sun, the sick person, from the time he got sick, he never saw the sun, the moon. He never heard the sound of barzel. He never heard footsteps, or some say the galloping of a horse. And he, what else did the Gemara say? The kol tarnagol. Ebaze, it's impossible for such a person. Vayit l'gemara. My area, if this zach that you tie around the neck of a person to be a pua, a refuah, for his problems, why only for girls? Why only for boys? Girls also need a refuah. They also need a refuah, the Gemara says. And also furthermore, why only for children? Why only for kindlach? What about for adults? Adults also get sick. You know, this is not an exclusive thing for children. Adults also need a refuah. I feel like nami. Ella, the Gemara says, now this is an incredible, incredible Gemara. Never forget this Gemara. Many people hold that when we wear tefillin every single day, the soid of tefillin lies in the next few words of the Gemara. Ella mai kashadim, ki hod amar oven bar huna, amar rav chama bar gurya, bein sheyei shloi gaguin aloviv. I don't know what this means. And no, don't tell me you're going to tell me someone who knows what this means. It's very mystical what this means. The youth in Yisrael Mitzias, where a son was so connected to the father, there was such a band. That again, this cannot be explained scientifically. I don't know what this is. And Mamish never knew what this means. I never heard of Pshat. But a bein sheyesh lo yagun aloviv. And if the father goes to work, he leaves the house, the child will Mamish come lidei bikuach nefesh. Because of the tsar of the father leaving him. And this love only is between a father and a son, a child. It's not between a father and a daughter. And it's not for adults. And it's all the kasha. So what do you do to be roife the child in order to allow the father to go to work and to leave the child home? Noitel ritsua miminol shel yamin shaloi. You take a strap from the shoe, the right shoe of the father, the koyish shaloi b'smailoi, and you tie it on the child's left hand. And that will bring a refuah. Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak v'simonich, what's the simin? Tefillin! tefillin you tie on the left. A ritzua, the ritzuas go around the arm. The chilufa, and if you do it the wrong way, you tie the ritzua on the right, you take the strap of the father's left foot, and you tie it on the child's right, on the child's right hand, is sakanta, can make the child even worse. So remember I told you, we learned before that there's a relationship between tefillin and shoes. What's the relationship? Our tefillin are the shoes of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Because the Eibishto came down to this world, Ve'oretz, is the Hadoim Raglav. The Beis HaMikdash is the Mokam HaShos HaShchim. It's called the footstool. On the footstool, Hashem puts on shoes. That's the lowest point. That's where Hashem connects to this world. We raise our heads. The highest point of this world is our heads. Our tefillin are the shoes of Hashem. And what do? We take Hashem's right strap and we tie it on our left arm. Because if Hashem departs from us, we'll die. We're so intensely connected to the Ribbono Shel Olam, we're lovesick, that if the Ribbono Shel Olam leaves us for one moment, we're goners. We're goners. So the only way to survive is to take Hashem's strap that is on Hashem's right foot from Haaretz Hadoim Raglav and to tie it on our left arm. And that is a refuah for us to survive until Hashem comes home from work, until he comes back and he permanently stays home with us. Like during quarantine. During quarantine, the father is with the child. The father can't wait to get rid of the child. Can't wait, the mamish. Get the kid out of the house, right? I'm going to lose my mind. But Hashem is not like that. Hashem is very happy with quarantine with us. He's very happy with that, and that is what we're yearning for. This Gemara and all of the Sefarim on Tefillin, they all quote this Gemara. But I added, what you did, they don't say, is about the Minhal. Because Hashem's, the connection, I told this to you last time, I know Rabbi Shaul Lehman, he liked this. Rabbi Shaul Lehman, I can see his face on over the telephone. He liked that Vart, is that our Tefillin, and this Gemara is a Beferish Raya to that Yesod. That our tefillin, our highest point of connection, is when you stand up tall. When you stand tall, we connect to Hashem in our heads. And Hashem comes down to this world through his feet. So our meeting point is the tefillin and Hashem's shoes. And this Gemara says you take the strap of Hashem's right foot and you tie it on your left arm. And that's the gagun of the bonim, the kindalach, to the tata. Who has more love for a child, a mother or a father? It's a big, big sugya. Does a mother have more love or does a father have more love? We say in davening, Kerachim of al bonim, kein terachim oleinu. Father has more rachmanis. But when it comes to nechama, ki isha she'imoi tenachamenu, like a mother gives nechama. Each parent has a unique koyach that the other one does not have. And the balance is the shleimus. The shleimus comes from the balance of the koich of the father, who has more achmanis, and the mother is a koich of necham. Necham is not just over death. Necham is a koich of influence. Necham means to change your mind, guidance. Chinuch. Today, Lag Ba'omer, the mahus of Lag Ba'omer is chinuch abanim. That's the Yisod. It's like a day devoted to chinuch abanim. That's the whole holy Yisod of Rashbi. It's chinuch abanim. Okay, Bar Yochai, the whole koich, he's a product of his father. He's a product of chinuch abanim. He wasn't a weed who grew in the wild. He was a product of a home. He came from Yechoy. That's why he doesn't even say his name. And that's why on Lag Ba'omer you take kindalach and you inaugurate them. You induce them. No, that's not the right word. You bring them into the service, right? You what?
Nothing.
Okay, that is the sugya of the Gemara. Vayitni Gemara. What time is it now? We have still more time. We're out of time. 9:33. All right, out of time. I don't want to keep you more than that. All right, we're going to stop here. Shlomi, I'm starting a new shir. You want to come to my new shir, Shlomi? Chumash Rashi shir. Oh, the story. You have to call Shaul Lehman. I have to wait for Shaul Lehman to come to hear the story. You have to wait until Shaul Lehman to hear the story. Tomorrow. Shlomi, you want to do me Chumash Rashi? I'm giving you Chumash Rashi share. Every Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. We'll see. I don't know. We'll see. 7:15 to 8 o'clock. 7:15 to 8 o'clock. Mr. Cohen, you want to come to shir? Chumash Rashi Unkelus. Chumash Rashi Unkelus. Maybe Tali Minas of Menuzil. Very quick. Very fast.
What time?
7:15. Starting next week.
7:15.
Are you interested? Mr. Cohen, are you interested? This channel. Same bad channel. Same bad channel, same bad station. Same bad channel. Look, it's like Hollywood Squares. Look at this. It's like Hollywood Squares. Everyone's in a box. Everyone is social distance on the screen. Hi luchud v'hai luchud. There's no taruvus. There's no taruvus. Everyone is in a different rishus. Yedeina is in the andre rishus. This mensch is azoy and it's azoy and azoy. No taruvus. How you like that, Shlomo? You like that? What's with the demolition crew? How are they doing, the demolition crew? They're all home now. They're all home now. They can all work together. Teamwork. Shlomo, yeah? They can take apart the whole house. What? I can't hear you. How come I can never hear you? What?
I don't know.
You know what's doing there? How are they managing? There's no violence?
But my daughter?
Yeah.
They're doing better, I think.
They're doing better? They're settled down? They're zooming? They're zooming in? Yeshiva's on Zoom? Where do they go to school? Good night, Mr. Cohen. Good night. Good night. I'll see you tomorrow. Good night. Where do they go to yeshiva?
Darke.
Oh, Darke. I saw a video. They all came. They didn't stop by. They had their yeshivas behind the barricades. They all saluted at them. I can't hear anything. How come I can't hear a word you say? Hit me with your microphone. You need...
Now let's see what happens when he left.
Who left?
Let's see what happens when he left. The third person there, what's his name? Cohen.
Oh, he's ruining it for all of us.
Listen.
Yeah, now it's good.
It's not us.
It's all right. I mute him, but then he opens up the mute. I mute him.
But I'm saying you now know who's making the noise, where it's coming from.
It's a real pain, this thing, you know? This is a real pain. This is a real pain, this.
Are you hearing?
No, I don't hear you so good now. No, you stop and go. Maybe it's my internet. Maybe the internet here is not so good. Oh, in the shul, there's very schwach internet here in the shul. There's terrible reception here. Terrible. Everyone complains. There's no reception here.
I should be able to calculate my internet, right? If I go to Verizon,
you type in Google to speed test. All you do is you go to Google, you type in the word speed test, and then you press a button. You press a button. What does it say? Tell me what it says there.
What?
Go to Google.
I'll tell you. It's running. One second.
Tell me the number.
Internet speed test.
Press the button.
Okay. It's going. 92.1 download.
That's massive. That's like you're going 300 miles an hour on the highway. Upload.
93.7.
You don't have a 93 upload. Don't tell me you have a 93 upload. You have a 93 upload.
Yep.
Do it again. I don't believe it. No one has a 93 upload.
Okay.
No one has a 93. What service are you using? What service are you using?
Verizon.
Fio? Are you using Fio? Yeah, they give you They give you 90 upload. It's pretty cool. Wow. Do it again. Let me hear the numbers.
Now 87.4 download, 93.7 upload.
Wow. It's Kedai to get Fio. That's massive. So it must be mine. It must be mine. Let me. I'll do.
Fine.
Let me do a test of mine. Okay, mine is pathetic here.